SST listening.
W4FCM. AW4 Fox Charlie Mike. CM listening.
CMK2SST.
Would be. W4FCM, good afternoon.
Sarah Tango. And with all the repeaters in the area, just you and I.
Here we go, well, good to meet you. You're from what area? You're just passing through? Was it K2SST, W4, Fox, Charlie, Mike? Four, name is Fred, located here in Traveler's Rest. I'm a little sore from digging 15 holes for the tomatoes today, but good to get them in.
That is going. I hope they survive. I showed 28 last night.
Yeah, here in TR, I think we got to the upper 30s, but hey, it's 70 today and going to be 75 the next 2 days and 80 and 2 inches of rain. So they're buried really, really deep. I cut off all the suckers and leave about 2 inches of plant above the ground. And all the rest down in the ground takes root and done the same way for years. And we get all we can eat and dozens more. So with 15 plants, we'll be giving them away, freezing them, eating all we can eat.
I came from the city, never did any. Name is Ronnie. Came from the city, I never did any. Hey, Fred. I have a big backyard, 2 fire bushes, and a Japanese maple and grass. I'm not the farming person. When I was a kid, we had a victory garden, but that was many, 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 many moons ago.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah, I enjoyed every year. I still got bush beans to tomorrow and squash. So I do about 15 tomatoes, 2 rows of bush beans, and 2 hills of squash, and 5 habanero peppers. That's my garden. And that's all we can eat, really. All the peppers, all the tomatoes, all the squash, all the bush beans. It's fun, a lot of work, but if weather cooperates and it rains enough, serves as well, especially fall of the year. They bear all the way to frost, so between hamming and my 3 chickens in the garden, keeps pretty busy. Retired teacher's what I did when I was working. Taught middle school and taught university 1 year. For FCM. Hey, it's got good audio, Floyd. You're right. Good to hear you on with the microphone. And so the antenna will be here tomorrow, will it?
Yeah, that's what the tracking says, and excuse me, the other gentleman, I know you guys were in a queue, so, but I just saw my blue light flashing that you responded to me, and I knew that voice, so I wanted to get in and say hello. Dave was over here to borrow something. He's trying to hunt down a loose wire underneath the ground there, and he's needed a metal detector, but regardless, yeah, the new radio is really nice, and the SM20 desk mic off my ICOM HF rig was like a perfect match. Everybody says it sounds pretty good.
Sounds great. Couldn't be the best thing to do on the phone, so that number wouldn't want any more natural than that. Well, it'll be exciting when you intend to get your remote and you hoist it up. I can't wait to see if I can hear you on 5-2. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I tried calling you. I don't want to go over 5 watts because I'm using my HF antenna right now, and we know how critical that is. So I don't want to damage the radio. So I did call you, I don't know, probably 30 times today. But I just can't make it that far, even though it's not that far, but without the proper antenna, you know.
Input and open the squelch all the way, see if I could hear even a ripple of you. I couldn't even hear a ripple. So I guess just giving the antennas we have, we can now. But tomorrow when you hoist it up, I may very well hear you quite well.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I can see Parrish, well, this repeater's not on Parrish Mountain, from what I'm told now, but, I mean, I can see where you live from my house. It's several miles away, but, you know, I can see it, but that's irrelevant at this point. But, yeah, well, I'm glad it sounds really good, and the 2300H ICOM is a nice little radio. I didn't have to look at the owner's manual. I programmed it right away. Very basic, which is awesome. It is really, really small, but I'm thinking I really like it. I think in the future I may get one for the car.
That'll be neat. Yeah, I was fortunate. I advertised on Swap Shop, 610 Swap Shop, won an inexpensive radio. Some nice ham and TR brought me over this ICOM 2350 dual band, 50-watt rig, $30. It came delivered in my hand, so can't do any better than that. It served me well. I never used 440, but seems to do okay on two. Never would happen there, right? But yeah, good to hear you. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow, W4FCM.
All right, FCM. KJ4REZ, 73's for now, buddy. KJ4REZ, standing by. Making the repeater, try again. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu. Center. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu, standing by.